Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Love having you here on a Friday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. A reminder, you can watch us on the live cam, the Annie Fry YouTube channel, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, because right now we're going to do a little bit of Ask Me Anything. Hannah's in the room with us, along with Trisha. Trisha, hi, how are you? Welcome back.
Hi, Annie. I'm good, thanks. Good. How are you?
Doing fine.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Rob's not in today, but he would say outstanding, still improving. But maybe not, because I think he's sick, so.
Yeah, he's getting worse. This week only.
Momentarily.
Yeah.
Hannah, you got some Ask Me Anything questions for the room?
I do. Let's see. I guess we can start out with, who has got a better chance of winning in 2024, Trump or anyone other than Biden?
Who has a better chance? Trump or
that's an interesting phrasing. Whoa. Of that question. who has a better chance of winning, anybody or the other guy?
It's from G-Wibs on YouTube. So what he means there is Trump or
the field
of Democrats,
I'm assuming.
So let's make that the question. If it's Trump versus Democrat, who's got a better chance? Brad, you want to go first?
Not really, but okay. I will.
Okay. You have a qualifier every time I ask you a question. There's never an answer.
Got to qualify it so I have time to think.
Well, then you can just say, go to Ryan.
Go to Ryan.
Ryan?
Trump. Brad?
Trump.
There you go.
I'll go. Trump.
You think Trump?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Trump.
What if it's Michelle Obama?
What if it's any other Democrat? And I'm thinking about
Ryan,
somebody.
Ryan, that's the question.
No, but the Democrats we're all talking about, it's a no. It's no Biden, no Kamala Harris, no Hillary Clinton. Michelle Obama is an interesting
Michelle
one.
Michelle Obama is included in anybody but Biden that's a Democrat.
I'm thinking more like a Cory Booker, somebody that's kind of off the radar, but
that
exists.
Would qualify.
What do you think about, let's say, Trump versus Cory Booker then? What do you think about that?
Trump. Cory Booker's a disaster.
Okay. Yeah, Trump.
Okay.
Well, though, all of those people.
I asked a very valid question, and you hijacked it to reiterate what the initial question was.
Okay.
And then you said that the only option was Cory Booker.
I'll answer your valid question.
Thank you.
Trump.
Over Michelle Obama?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't either. That's like the Biden thing going into this. They ran their Cory Bookers, and they ended up with Joe Biden because they needed somebody with a likability factor, and they thought he had it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did enough to get us here.
But I'll counter that and say
she definitely does.
She does have that. But imagine her in debates. I don't think she's got the chops to do it.
Oh, I do.
Here's the thing, though. I think regardless if she has the chops or not, Joe Biden didn't have the chops. But he looked weak sauce.
He was
sauce.
Chosen.
Yeah, and he looked soft. And people didn't like Trump beating up on him. People aren't going to like Trump beating up on Michelle Obama.
Which is why, if it's Trump versus anybody in the Democratic Party, which includes, other than Biden, which includes Kamala and Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama and even Cory Booker. Did you say Cory Booker?
Yeah, I think
You didn't say Cory. You didn't mean Cory Bush.
No,
I think I said Cory Bush.
Okay.
Yes. I confused it.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, those are
but
two different people.
Either.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Bush, professional really opinion. Feel.
See, when you say that, they can't quote you.
Bush 2024.
Conservative radio host.
Yeah. PBH. BBPP.
Okay, we have another good question.
Wait a second. We didn't hear what you think.
I said Trump.
Yeah,
you think Trump
did.
Over any Democrat?
Oh, yeah. This is apparently, this is an important one.
Look at Hannah keeping the show on track.
Thank you, Hannah.
We're like, no, we want to rag on this a little bit more. And she's like, we need to move people.
No,
keep
move
going.
Along.
Yeah, chop, chop.
Should
I love it.
Should toilet paper hang over or under the roll?
Over, duh.
Over, duh.
Under. We did this.
Under. You have cats.
Nope, I don't.
Over.
Over 1,000%. I get angry.
Hannah,
when it's under.
Fight Trisha. Go.
Wait. What is the rationale?
Hold on,
for
let me
under?
Adjust the cams.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just how I do it.
Exactly.
Do you deliberately do it under?
Yes.
See, I just throw it on there. Whatever happens, happens. But then when I look,
what do you mean? We know what happens.
No, I don't mean like. Well, here's what happens in the bathroom, and you know, if that's what happens, then that's what
I
happens.
I think it's easy.
I mean.
Well, you have a highbrow way of talking about your toilet paper. I mean, your
when you put cabinet. It on the roll, when you put the roll on the holder, I don't look to see ahead of time if I'm putting it on right. But then when I put it on wrong,
somebody
I
is.
Know that it's wrong.
Yeah,
right?
I bet. Does your wife have a preference?
Not really, no. I've got my little guy bathroom in the basement that's mine, and so I stay away from her world.
Guy,
because I don't want to know what goes
yeah,
on
it's
in
where
there.
He poops.
It's a real thing, and shaves. I'm sure.
I have a that's guy right. bathroom.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hannah, it is important to have two restrooms in your relationship.
I will note that.
Does your husband have a guy bathroom?
I tell him he does, but he...
He just poops all over the place.
Just use any bathroom he wants.
Jared, I'm so sorry.
free for all at the Fry House.
Yeah, really?
My husband, I've tried.
Oh, wow, he's bending over
and
again.
My...
What's he doing? Honey, this is the living room.
Wrong bathroom!
Just go out on the deck at least.
We don't have a deck right now. That's a death trap.
Just open the back door then.
Okay.
I will say in my husband's defense, this is very frustrating for me, but also in the scheme of things, partly attractive to me that he won't Whoa. Let me tell him where to go.
Okay.
I mean, he's literally said, no, this is my house too. I'll go.
Man, what a rebel. That guy will not poop where I tell him. I think I might love that man.
I always want. I'm so sorry.
Listen, honey, if you're gonna marry me, we're gonna lay on some ground rules, and you're gonna know where to poop.
This is so
you can't,
awful.
You can't oh tell God. Me. You can't tell me where to poop.
Chris from Facebook says,
"Jared, will you message me if you're listening?"
He's like a modern day okay. James Dean.
Ladies love a bad boy.
I want him to go to the kids' bathroom, and he's like, "I don't want to go in that bathroom. It's gross."
I'm telling him to go to the kids' table to poop.
It's not like a kid. I mean, there's a Mickey Mouse shower curtain, but I mean, who cares?
Apparently, you do.
Yeah, and you'd think that'd be enough.
Not going to the bathroom where you want me to. Put on my leather jacket, and I'm just going to ride.
He gets on his motorcycle and goes down the hallway.
Yeah, goes,
if you love
down
me,
the street,
people who know me and have my husband's contact information, do not tell him that this happened, because what ends up happening is he starts getting messages.
He drops a couple of rabbits on the on the rug.
Get out of here. No. If he's not listening right now, he doesn't need to be listening. And if you've ever cared about me in my life, don't tell him what's going on. I'm talking to you, Eric. It's your birthday. Just because it's your birthday, don't tell my husband.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Yeah. Everybody tell
and
Eric.
That's kind
Eric.
Of the birthday, point Eric. Of this whole segment, isn't it? Happy birthday, it's Eric. Full
circle. I told him.
Chris
I would
from
tell
Facebook
him.
Says, "Your wife lets you go inside?" With a question mark.
When it's this cold.
Wait a second, though. I mean, the separation of bathrooms should be like in the prenup if that's the only thing that's in the prenup.
I agree. That's a fact.
You're the one. Did you ask for that to be your man bathroom in the basement, or were you told this is your man bathroom in the
no,
basement?
No, it just happens naturally.
It does. It does happen
right?
naturally.
Mm-hmm. Just one bathroom. You just when you walk in, you go. That's not the woman says. That's not the one I'm going to use. Mm-hmm. And the man says, "Well, then I'll use that one."
I said, "This one is mine. It's closer to our room, and
it's closer
warmer,
to heaven.
It's completely more convenient yeah. for both of us. So obviously, it would be mine.
So I'm going to keep this one, and you can go downstairs."
He still hasn't messaged me. I think I'm okay.
Okay, good. Good thing we don't have a podcast.
He didn't listen to the podcast. Okay. There's no time for that.
Yeah,
he hears plenty of me. He needs
you
no podcast.
Find it on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get home and see my wife and then listen to her for 3 hours.
If you wanted to, you could listen to the Annie Fry Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, though. If you wanted to. But Jared does not. So please do not reach out to him. Eric,
okay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Again,
Eric.
Right. Back to the real point here. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Eric. Mm-hmm.
We have another question.
Thank
for
you,
Ryan,
Hannah.
For that.
Okay.
There we go.
Thank you, Hannah.
Okay, Dan from YouTube asks, when is the Annie Fry Fortnite tournament happening?
Have you ever played Fortnite?
No.
No?
But I'm familiar with it.
Have you ever played video games?
Yes.
It's like a language. You've got to kind of, you don't have to know how to play video, a specific video game, but you have to know how to play video games. Are you?
Yes, I can do that.
Experience? Mm-hmm. So, Ryan, if we were to play Fortnite and streaming on our Twitch channel, would you be able to join us to do that? It's free.
As long do I need equipment? Do I have to download
anything?
You can
do it on the computer, right?
Yeah, you can play on the computer.
Do you do you have an actual like PC or whatever computer set up at home? Because we don't.
And
we
a have laptop.
We have laptops. It'd be hard to play on laptop. I've tried.
Okay,
but I mean, like, you need, what do you need, Brad?
Mouse to play it. Yeah, mouse, keyboard, or a controller, or whatever. You know. Whatever your desired
input. We play
input
on Switch because it's my kids. So we play on Switch. Were you playing on your computer?
Yes.
Can I play for free on an Xbox?
Yes.
Okay. I can play.
Sweet.
I don't know about Ryan, but I can play.
Hannah?
I will hijack Mr. Wonderful's Xbox and play.
Mr. Wonderful.
Is that what we're calling him?
Yeah. Where did this come from?
Brad? The Taco Bell leader?
Yes. Taco Bell, Mr. Wonderful. Brad has been saying Mr. Wonderful. Annie and Ryan have been saying Taco Bell, and I switched it up.
Mr. Wonderful. I like it.
I don't know why she would choose Mr. Wonderful for her boyfriend over the Taco Bell guy.
I feel bad. I was totally like...
I like Mr. Wonderful because I can tell it really bothers Ryan.
No, that doesn't bother me.
All he's thinking about is, how wonderful is this guy anyway?
I know.
How, right? Like, how wonderful could one man truly be?
That's true. If I ever meet your boyfriend, I will shake his hand, but I will be sizing him up. Because that's what I mean, that's what I do every day with Brad. You know that, Brad.
Brian,
they walk by the pocket knives.
The first time we walk by each other in the hall, it's like, oh, how are you? Okay, good. And then it's like, okay, we're friends now.
All right. Ryan did that, like, look down and look up real quick thing. You know what people do? They're like, yeah.
Yeah, the girls in here know that. Not from Ryan.
When I was walking down the hallway, that's what he did to me.
Sorry.
I was like, Ryan.
I didn't mean to imply that.
every guy does that.
I just mean casually. Hey, Trisha.
Yes.
Ryan, I can't even say this with a straight face. Brad and Ryan are slow dancing to Still the One. Who leads?
Brad.
I think so, too.
I think it's pretty clear that that's not going to happen or would ever happen.
That's why we're just pontificating.
And so it's a worthless hypothetical. That would never happen.
Is Trisha right?
Did I hurt your feelings?
Just admit that Trisha's right and we'll move on.
No.
See, this is what a leader does. He just told you what to think, just to say it out loud so that we could continue.
No. This is, Hannah, what's the next one?
Is Trisha not right?
There is no right answer to that question. You're phrasing it in a way that I have to answer it, because you're really good at this. But no.
I just want you to advocate for why you would lead.
We all know who wears the pants in Brian.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's gross. That's not something you say.
It's something Brad says because he's a leader and you're a follower.
Making you uncomfortable, Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, it is.
What
all
got,
right.
Hannah?
Our good friend Balls asks, who is the best all-around athlete in the world and what sport do they play?
Don't say good friend Balls.
What if
best friend? He's our best friend.
He's my buddy.
He's my best friend.
Like, we're buds in real life.
I know, but never mind.
Ryan and Balls are dancing. Who leads?
No. Well, clearly I'm wearing the pants.
Balls is leading that too.
I'm just not on board with this. I hope you guys are having a good time.
Okay, best athlete. Clearly. What sport do they play?
I don't know.
Oh, my.
Tom Brady, I guess.
Tom Brady. What's he play?
I think he plays the football, clearly.
The less Ryan knows about a subject, the more he goes into that voice.
My highbrow Nancy Pelosi voice?
Yeah. Highbrow?
Yeah, highbrow. Like, yeah, highbrow.
Oh.
Yeah. See? Double.
Yeah, I see.
Double meaning.
It's funny because her eyebrows
Michael
are high.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, you got it, yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, I thought it was current.
He didn't give a.
I don't think there's that many rules.
Yeah.
You sound like
just
Brad.
Just answer it.
You sound like Brad. I ask a question, and he's like, "Well, I need to know these four, five, six stipulations before I can answer the question." And he, now I know, because he just admitted, he's stalling.
Well, if it's not current, then I'd say Arnold Palmer or something.
Great drink.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You know what an Arnold Palmer is?
I do.
You know what a John Daly is?
I do.
What's a John Daly?
It's I've never an Arnold Palmer with some booze in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of funny, too. Yep. You know what a Ryan Wiggins is? Half sweet tea, half Fanta orange soda.
Do you really drink that?
Yes,
you just
I do.
Make that up?
No.
On the spot?
How would I make that
name?
Up that fast?
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. It has kind of a weird... Oh. It's a orange soda, but with a weird aftertaste.
Like there's something wrong with your tea?
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yum.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
What do you think?
I think it's Cristiano Ronaldo, and he plays soccer.
Oh. Over Messi?
Over Messi,
ooh,
absolutely.
A challenge. Aren't you the
absolutely.
One who said that you don't know sports, but you know soccer?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know soccer either, but if I did...
You know more of it than I do.
Yeah.
You just...
I know best, that's the question.
It's the best all-around athlete, and he could excel at whatever sport he plays.
I was just going to say, there's only one soccer player I know, but I can't even remember what Beckham's first name is.
David.
I wouldn't guess that.
And he married a
Spice Girl. I could talk
and
about
that
all day.
That's how we know
day.
About David Beckham.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's not all I know about David Beckham.
What else do you know,
Annie?
Oh,
you've seen him without his shirt, huh?
He's a close second to Mr. Wonderful.
She wants to paint him.
No, I don't want to.
Can put away some Taco Bell, too.
No, let's get this right. Ryan wants to paint David Beckham. He's not turning that down.
No, you guys and your fake news narratives.
You got one more real quick before we go to break?
Somebody asked, what's with the stocking hats today for me and you?
It's cold.
True.
And we cold put, inside.
And we put it, our hats on, and then our hair becomes hat hair, and then you figure you just hide that from the people. Ryan?
I think the people deserve to see what your head looks like today. The people demand
my head
it.
Looks the way my head normally looks. My hair?
Let us be the judge.
All right. In the break.
All right.
Hannah? I'll take mine off if you'll take off your
not
hat.
Happening.
Take them off.
Come on. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. It's getting angry here. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.